Blog Talk Radio.
In due time.
But I won't complain, no. I fall down on my knees, call out his name and say, I have no doubt, Lord, you're gonna bring me out, Lord. I have no doubt that my God will deliver me. I do just that, cause all of my needs, I shall receive, according to his riches and glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are now going live on Facebook Live, and also we are on Block Talk Radio, and we have a word from the Lord today. Well, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for this day, a day we have not seen before, and it's only because of your goodness and your mercy that we are here today. And Lord, we praise you and we worship you in spirit and truth. And we know it's all because of you that we live and have our being. So we give you praise. We lift you up. And you said in your word, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. Not to us, but to you, God. So we just praise you and just worship you. And we just worship you. We worship you. We worship you. And we worship you because we are worshipers. Hallelujah. So, dear Heavenly Father, for those that are listening, let a word come forth that will touch their hearts, their mind, their soul, that their lives will never be the same again. So we give you praise and honor in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome again to Kingdom Insight and Truth Global Ministry. This is the Kingdom Insight radio program, Block Talk. And also, it is, hallelujah, it is the time and the season that God is speaking to us, and we have to receive that. Well, today's message is about kingdom sons and daughters, that we become mature kingdom sons and daughters, hallelujah. And we pray that God would give you the ability to live, you know, to live a kingdom-driven life based on the knowledge he has given us. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to be coming out of Isaiah 61. So if you got your Bibles, you can turn to Isaiah 61, which is a very popular passage, chapter, verse, and it's something that Jesus said. But it affects us, and it's for us to do the same as sons and daughters. Hallelujah. In fact, when we get born again, we become as little children, but then we begin to mature and become sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Fulfilling the God-given plan and assignment that's upon our life. Hallelujah. Well, starts off verse 1. This is Isaiah 61, and I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified version. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. It's not just me, it's you also. And it says, "Because the Lord has anointed and commissioned me," you, "to bring good news to the humble and afflicted." You know, there's a word from the Lord that's in our mouth, that's within us, that God wants us to share with others. God hasn't given us the word and the anointing just for ourselves. He has given it to us that we can meditate on it day and night, that we can receive it, apply it, live it, and share it. Hallelujah. And then it says, "He has sent me," he has sent you. You got to remember, he has sent us to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, to proclaim release from the confinements and condemnation to the physical and spiritual captives. God wants to set you free. God wants to set me free. God has called us to be free. And then he said, "Who the Son of the living God set free is free indeed." Hallelujah. And freedom to prisoners. It's amazing that so many people today, they are actually in prison, and they're not in jail. They're in prison of their own mind. They're in prison of their own sin. They're in prison of lifestyles that is not godly. They are in prison, and God wants them to be free so that they can be the person God has always called them to be from the very beginning. Hallelujah. And then in verse 2, it says, "To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." Every year is the favorable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance and retribution of our God. God is the one who's doing these things, but he wants to use us as the hands, as the feet, and as the mouth, crying out in the wilderness and going to all those that are wounded, those that are in prison, those that don't know which way to go. They don't know to go to the left or to the right, but God is calling us to be sons and daughters, to receive that anointing, receive that word, receive that wisdom, receive that knowledge, and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth the revelation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance and retribution of our God. To comfort all who mourn. We got a lot of mourning going on now because there's a lot of death taking place. There's a lot of sickness taking place. There's a lot of sin taking place. And if you're not born again, you are the walking dead, and we should moan. You know, one thing about mourning is that it's supposed to be temporarily. We don't supposed to mourn all the time. We should mourn until the time comes where God has healed us. Our hearts are healed. Our minds are healed. Our body is healed. And we have to remember, it is the Lord thy God that healeth thee. And for us to continue to trust God like never before, to grant to those who mourn in Zion the following, to give them a turban and instead of dust on their heads, a sign of mourning, the oil of joy instead of mourning. God wants to release his all, his Holy Spirit, to those that are mourning. Hallelujah. He wants to replace it. And that's one thing I love about the kingdom of God. In Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added. But what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is righteousness, is peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And then it says the garment expressive of praise instead of disheartened spirit. God wants us to praise him. God wants us to praise. He wants us to lift our hands up and lift our hearts up and praise him and worship him. And then he said, worship me in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, God. Amen. And the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment express of praise instead of disheartened spirit, so they will be called the trees of righteousness. God us to be called the trees of righteousness. And you know, righteousness is what God gave us. He gave us the gift of righteousness that we can live righteous. But here it says so that they can be called the trees of righteousness, strong and magnificent, distinguished for integrity, justice, and right standing with God. Hallelujah. And one thing about God is that if he's calling for these things and he's asking for these things and we're supposed to walk in these things, they are available to us as we become born again. When we dedicate our life back to the Lord, he avails his spirit, his love, his joy, his peace, the fruits of the spirit. They operate within our lives. And when people see us, they don't really see us. They see God. They see his presence. They see his love in action. They see the faith that he has given us. They see us of worshiping and praising and doing those things that will give who? Him glory, doing those good things. And sometimes doing good is not what God has called you to do. And when I say that, God may have want you to go a different direction. But sometimes we get caught up in just doing good. We want to help this one. We want to help that one. And it's good to have that kind of heart, compassion, but we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. And that's why he said he anointed us. We should walk under the submission of the Holy Spirit in all we say and all we do. Hallelujah. The planning of the Lord that may be glorified. Ha, glorify the Lord. And verse 4 said, then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. Hallelujah. They will rise, they will raise up and restore the former desolation. And when we think about that, some things are dead. And God wants to resurrect these things. Even those dry bones he talked about, and they became alive. And even with us, those that are the walking dead, God wants to restore us. He wants us to become born again. He wants to transform us. He wants to restore us, that we will not walk in sin and our destination will no longer be hell, but heaven. In fact, God said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then it says, the desolation, desert settlements of many generations. And you got to think about generation curses. They went from one generation to the next generation to the next generation. And God want to put an end to that. You know, like my son, Quinnell, he said, I'm saying it doesn't go any further. It stops right here. And I can hear my mother saying it. And me and Blendy, we have said it. And we're going for it stops right here. We no longer operate in those curses and those issues of generation, of those secrets, but we operate in truth and integrity and love. Hallelujah. 5, strangers will stand and feed your flocks. God will allow the enemy. God will even allow strangers to feed you. Glory to God. God will even put us in the, he will prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. And we're sitting there and we're eating and we're fellowshipping and we're just receiving and we're just getting all that God has to, for us to have. And, you know, the good thing about it is as we serve, as we seek, as we live out the assignment in our life, it comes times where we begin and we can enjoy the fruits of our labor unto God. Hallelujah. Wow. And then it says, and foreigners will be your farmers and your vine dressers. It's amazing how even in America and around the world, you have different cultures and different people coming in. And God is using them. They're being blessed, but he's using them to be a blessing to us. Hallelujah. And then it says in verse 6, but you shall be called the priest of the Lord. We are kingly priests. We shall be called the priest of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then it says, people will speak of you as ministers of our God. What are they speaking towards you? What are they saying about you? Are they saying you a sinner or a minister? Are they saying you're lying and cheating? Or are they saying you're living righteous? What are they saying? And based on most of them, they are saying what they see. Many of them do not have the spirit of discernment, but they can see. They can see you living a lie. They can see you cursing. They can see you drinking. They can see you doing things that doesn't glorify God. God is a jealous God. So if we love him, we keep his word. If we truly love God, we do what the words say. We love him and we love others. We love our enemies. He said, love your enemies even as yourself. Hallelujah. And then it says, people will speak of you as ministers of God. You will eat the wealth of nations. God's providing. God is providing. In fact, God is the God of more than enough. And God wants it to be in our life overflow. Even as the anointing, the word, the spirit, it's overflowing. He wants the resources to be within us that overflow. So not just we are blessed, but we are called to be a blessing to others. Amen. Amen. Wow. And you will boast of their riches. God is providing riches, but listen to this. Glory to God. The greatest riches are the fruits of the Spirit. That's the greater riches. And that's what God wants us to walk in, the fruits of the Spirit, loving kindness and gentleness and love. And he wants us to just receive those fruits and walk in them that people may see and understand who we are and whose we are. In verse 7, instead of your former shame, you will have a double portion. Instead of humiliation, your people will shout for joy over their portion. You become a giver, even in a greater way. And the word of God said, when you give it, even to the poor, you lend it to God, and it's God that brings it back to you. Hallelujah. And many times, the ones you bless, the ones you give to, they're not the ones that will give back to you. But you're sowing seed. You're giving. You're lending to the Lord, and he will touch the hearts of others to bring back into your storehouse, which is your home, your resources, because it's important that we have to be a blessing. Amen. And then it says, therefore in their lands they will possess double what they had forfeited, taken away. everlasting joy will be theirs. Amen. So God is giving the double. God is giving what we sowed. God is producing within us righteousness. You know, it was his good pleasure to give us the kingdom, but he also gave us the gift of righteousness to live right. Amen. And then in verse 8, it says, "For I, the Lord, love justice." God loves justice. If God loves justice, we shall also love justice. And we should stand for justice and against injustice. Hallelujah. So it says in verse 8, "For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery with a burnt offering. I hate those who steal, take. I hate that. I hate." And you know, hate is a real bad word. And God hates those that are robbing. And some people are robbing believers. Some people are taking from those that can't even defend. Some people are lying prophets and tricking people out of their finances and telling people, if you do this, you get that, and you do that, you get that. God is going to deal with them. Hallelujah. So then he also said, "And I will faithfully reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them." And that's the ones who love justice. It's not robbing. That's the one that's being a blessing. That's the one that God has called his people. That's the one who the Spirit of the Lord is upon. And you are one of them. Receive and walk in it. Hallelujah. Walk the kingdom out today. Glory to God. And then he says, and verse number 9, he said in verse 8, he says, "And make an everlasting covenant with them." In verse 9, "Then their offsprings will be known among the nations." Generations and generations are being known now because of the life that we are living, because of the life that you have lived. He said, from generation to generation to generations. So the blessings of God, they just continue on. You know, and it's just like when we get born again, that's when we received our breakthrough. When we got born again, that's when God just opened up the heavens. When we got born again, that's when it all started. It began. And it's amazing how when even myself and many of you who got born again, when you first got born again, it seemed like God was just blessing, 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 blessing. It was just overflowing. You think a thing and things will come. And he did that because you were a child. But now you are a son and a daughter. You're more mature now. And now you even know what to ask for. Because he said in his word, "Delight yourself in me and I'm in you, and I will give you the desires of your heart." Because of your delight in him, your desires become his desires. So when you pray his will, not your will, and they come forth. And you praying that you will receive to be a blessing, not to just hoard, be a hoarder, and just, you know, because there's a difference between a taker and someone who receives. There's a difference between a giver and one who just loan. You know, there's differences. And God wants us to be what? A receiver of his mercy, of his grace, of his anointing, of his word, and be a giver of his mercy, of his love, of his anointing. And how do we do that? By the life that we live. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it says, "And their descendants among the peoples, all who see them in their prosperity." Wow. They will see you in their prosperity. And that's one thing about unbelievers. They don't have a discernment of spirit or spiritual things. So God said, "I'm going to bless you where they will see you by your prosperity." And then it says, "We'll recognize and acknowledge them." And then it says, that they are the people who the Lord has blessed. Hallelujah. Are you the people the Lord has blessed? Are you looking for a blessing, or are you already blessed? Are you looking for a ship to come in, or the ship has came in when you got born again? Are you looking for a breakthrough, or you received your breakthrough when you got born again? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm-mm-mm. And then in verse number 10, it says, I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. Ha! Glory to God. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. Mm-mm-mm. Wow. And that's what God wants us to do. Rejoice greatly in the Lord. And then it says, my soul will exalt in my God, your God. It's okay to worship. It's okay to worship. You know, worship. And God said, worship in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Worship. Amen. Amen. And then it says, for he hath clothed me with a garment of salvation. God has given us the garment of salvation. We're now saved. We are saved. We have entered into the kingdom of God. Salvation had came to us, and salvation wants to come to those that do not have salvation. But he wants to use who? He wants to use you, and he wants to use me. He wants to use us, because he said the Spirit of the Lord is upon who? Us, me, you. That's me and you. Receive that and walk in it. Hallelujah. And then he said, he has covered me with a robe of righteousness. Ha! Huh? Why would somebody give you a robe of righteousness? Why would God would cover me and cover you with the robe of righteousness? Because he gave us the gift of righteousness, and we're royalty. Hallelujah. We're royalty. We're kingly priests. Hallelujah. With royalty. We belong to the kingdom. We are citizen of the kingdom. And then it says, as a bridegroom puts on a turban, and as a bride adore herself with her jewels. And verse 11 said, for as the earth bring forth its sprouts, it brings, the earth brings forth. You see, when the season change and allowing the seeds to die, and the winter comes, and then the spring comes, and then you see the flowers, you see it just comes forth. It's like, wow, it was hidden for a while. It comes forth. And that is the same way with the gospel of the kingdom. It was hidden in plain view. We read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and for some reason, we missed the gospel of the kingdom. But now that we're born again, and we're seeking after God, he's adding revelation, knowledge, and understanding to us. And then it says, as it sprouts up, and as the garden called, what is sowed in to it to spring up. And then it says, so the Lord God will most certainly cause righteousness and justice and praise to spring up before all the nations through the power of his word. And that's, we become the word of God. As we love him, as we praise him, we become the word. And that's what God is looking for. God is looking for those that will be the word. They will be the word in action. You know, they will walk by faith and not by sight. And they will just receive what God has, and they will share. They'll open their mouth, and God's words will come forth. Hallelujah. Well, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this broadcast. I thank you that you said the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. You have anointed us. You have called us for such a time as this. And I pray for encouraging words, encouragement, for those that are going through, those that seem like death is near, those that are sick in their body, I thank you, God, that you are healing, that they're receiving your word, and that you have made us as available vessels. and given us the ability to operate in the anointing to fulfill our assignment, that the mission of reconciliation of unbelievers and even the repentance of believers. You said in your word, as believers, we're called to judge one another. We're called to encourage one another. We're called to love one another. We're called, even if a brother or sister, they end up in sin and their heart is to repent, you have called us to restore them back gently. Gently, because they have repented. And you said some of us was in the same situation as the other ones. So we can't get high-minded and get too caught up, and because God is using us, that we forget where we came from. But we'll continue to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And he will elevate us. He will bring us up. But bringing us up causes us to humble ourselves even more. As we go down, as we humble ourselves, he lifts us up in his presence, with his peace, with his love, with his joy. And that's what will be on display. So I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for this word. I thank you for those that are listening today, and for those that will listen again and see this broadcast over and over again, that they will be all that you have called them to be. And we give you all the praise and honor. In the precious, marvelous name of Jesus, we pray. And again, thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. And as you go forth today, go forth knowing who you are. You are an ambassador. You are a son. You are a daughter. You are a kingly priest. You are a believer. Go forth. You are a minister. Hallelujah. Go forth. You are an evangelist. You are a pastor. And when I say you are, you're operating in those giftings. So continue to operate in those fivefold giftings, the apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. Operate in those giftings. And realize God has gifted you with those gifts for the edification of the body, for the equipping of the saints, that they can go forth and do ministry. God be the glory. Hallelujah. Have a great day. God bless you all. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my dear mother. Hallelujah. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my family. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for the saints that prayed. They prayed when we didn't even know what prayer was. They cried out to God, and you heard their voice, God. And we thank you for them right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.